Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Freedom is not free. The cost is immense. It's exorbitant. And it's not financial. It's human.
Gold Star Father Wendell Pelham tells ABC News he returns to the annual Fort Bragg Memorial Day commemoration to reunite with other families that have lost sons and daughters. Since 9/11, more than 16,000 service members have died outside of combat, twice as many killed in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he and President Joe Biden have reached an agreement in principle to raise the debt ceiling and avoid a historic default.
It has historic reductions in spending, consequential reforms that will lift people out of poverty into the workforce.
McCarthy says he expects the House to vote on it Wednesday, and he tells Fox News a pause on student loan payments will end 60 days after that's signed. Massachusetts progressive Ayanna Pressley says student debt relief is widely popular and desperately needed.
I do not call this student debt forgiveness because borrowers have done nothing wrong. They don't need to be forgiven anything, but they are deserving of and they do need relief.
The Supreme Court is considering two Republican-backed challenges to a Biden student debt relief plan. The conservative leading court may rule before summer break. Mayors across the U.S. are revealing summer public safety strategies. Officials in Cleveland, Newark, and Philadelphia say they'll make police more of a visible presence, and Baltimore will enforce a teen curfew. First-term Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson says community groups will play a larger role, and teams of trained peacekeepers will work to de-escalate conflicts.
My administration's top priority is making sure that there is a comprehensive whole-of-government strategy across our city that is keeping everyone safe.
Rates of crime and gun violence typically spike in the summer. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has won re-election for another five-year term after two decades of consolidating power. Erdogan's nationalist appeal defeated his most serious democratic challenge in years, in spite of criticism for mismanaging 85% inflation and a devastating earthquake. In the U.S. Senate, Democrats have reintroduced a bill to create an Indian boarding school truth and healing commission. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says it would document the history of government policies intended to wipe out Native American languages and culture.
As indigenous people, we have lived with the intergenerational trauma of federal Indian boarding school policies for many years.
Haaland says the full effects have never been appropriately addressed. Montana has become the first state to specifically ban people dressed in drag from reading to children at public schools and libraries. Similar legislation has been introduced in Florida and Tennessee. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.